So the candidates that are in front of you right now are candidates for a position on the Boone County Fire District Board, which has five members. Two positions are up for election this year. The fire district has a budget of $3.5 million with 15 fire stations and covers the northern two-thirds of Boone County, excluding Columbia city limits. We have two of the three candidates for the two open positions on the board, Bill Watkins and David Ritchie. Cameron Griffith is the other candidate, and he is out of town, so can't be with us tonight. So since there are two candidates for two positions, we are able to go forward with this portion of the forum, and we ask that the candidates again to speak for 2 minutes on their opening statements, and we will go in the order of what they appear on the ballot, followed by questions and then 1 minute closing statements. Bill Watkins, welcome. Your comments, please.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank the League and KFRU and the library for hosting this. This is a very important event, and I think it's important that people get an opportunity to hear the candidates and hear their positions on the various issues. My wife and I just came back from an election observer mission in El Salvador. Over 45% of their people in a third world country vote, and I think that that's something we need to strive for. I have had the opportunity to serve on the board for about a year and a half. I'm filled the unexpired portion of the term of Phyllis Fugit, who moved out of the board, and by state law, she had to leave. So I've gotten all the schooling and the training, and I found the restrooms, and I know where all the stations are out of the way. This is the first time in 10 years that we've had a contested election for the Boone County Fire Protection District. And I think it's a good thing that we get an opportunity to hear people. A lot of people don't know much about the board. We serve about 60,000 people out of 15 stations plus a headquarters and a training session. We have about 205 volunteers, along with 24 paid staff, and that staff includes not just officers, but maintenance people, secretaries, people who run various programs, et cetera. In addition, we run the only task force, federal task force, Missouri, that handles emergencies.
All right. Thank you, Bill Watkins. Now, our next candidate who is here with his opening comments, David Ritchie.
Thank you all for coming. I'm from Sturgeon, Missouri. I've been married for about 43 years. Got three children, and soon to have eight grandchildren. I'm a BS degree in business administration from Northeast Missouri State University, which is now Truman State. When I graduated from college, I came home to work in the family business, and was soon asked to see if I wanted to serve on the Sturgeon Fire Department. I thought that was a pretty easy answer. I had an uncle, a brother, and a brother-in-law that had all done that, and I started that in '72. Within a couple of years, the Boone County Fire District was looking for coverage in the northern part of the county. We were looking for training, so it was a logical fit to move one of the county fire trucks into Sturgeon. And from then on, I was an officer on the department. I was the chief of the Sturgeon Fire Department until about '78. I took over the Sturgeon Fire Department in '78 as the chief and a captain of Station 6, the Boone County Fire District. Several years later, we decided to merge the Sturgeon Fire Department into the Boone County Fire District, which was a very smart move for a small community. We have tremendous facilities up there now. But one of the main things that the Boone County Fire District has done is provided training for the small communities. I don't know where else you can go in Missouri or where else and see such tremendous facilities in small communities. So like I say, I served the fire district for about 30 years, and then just because of time constraints, I had to retire about 14 years ago, but I've never lost interest in the fire district, so now if it was the time, I can maybe use some of my past experience to help the board of directors, and maybe I can be a voice of the volunteer firemen on the board.
Thank you. If you have any questions, hand me your cards, and I think there might be one here. this may just be me, but I'm going to start with one of my questions. Of all the races and issues tonight that we're concerned with, the fire district generates perhaps the least interest for many of us. We're not going to have a chance. I won't have a chance to vote on that if I live in Columbia. So we'll start with Bill Watkins. Educate us about why we should take notice of this race.
I think it's very important. The fire district provides a critical public service for really about half of the Boone County, with the exception of the city of Columbia and southern Boone and a little bit of Centralia area. Now, we are the provider of service. And fire service today is becoming less and less of sending a fire truck out and squirting water on a fire. About 90% of our calls are EMT kinds of calls. And that requires, as David has said, a lot of training. You don't want somebody to come and rescue you or service you if you're having a heart attack if they're not trained.
All right, David Ritchie, same question. Why should we care about this race?
Well, it's like he said, it's a very big organization. I have a large financial organization. And it's great to have business people because it's such a large organization, large to have good business people in there. But then also, I think it's good to have someone with volunteer service in there too, to kind of have the knowledge of the volunteer firemen.
David Ritchie, you're first on this one. We have to ask the question about the relationship between the Boone County Fire Protection District and the city, and what they're going through as far as negotiating coverage area and payment for coverage. So, David Ritchie, we'll start with you. I'll just say your opinion of, I think it's Senate Bill 889. What would your opinion be on that? And that's a Senator Caleb Rowden-sponsored bill, and it would basically help the county recoup cost in a legislated way of what service it provides to areas that have been newly annexed by the city.
I'm not really up to speed on all that like some of the board members would be. I do know that if I'm elected on the board, I do want to watch out for the financial aspect of annexation, because anything that's annexed into the city, it takes away from the finances of the board of the fire district.
Bill Watkins, I can't wait to hear your answer of this because of what you did in the past and now what you want to represent as a Boone County Fire Protection District person.
You know, I think, unfortunately, in the last couple of years, the relationship between the city and the fire district has taken a left turn. It used to be that we worked very closely together. We have two excellent departments. I can't say anything but good about the city fire department nor the Boone County Fire Department. During my tenure in office, we negotiated an agreement which just said the first closest station available serves. Unfortunately, that went bye-bye a few years ago, and there used to be some financial recompense, if you would, because frankly the fire district ended up serving more folks in the city than the city ended up serving in the fire district. That legislation, and I'd be glad to follow up at a later date, would change how all that happens, but it doesn't impact who gets service. The fire district can't tell the city how they should service their people. I mean, that's crazy.
How should the county be compensated? And we'll start with you, Mr. Watkins.
Well, what Caleb's bill proposes is nothing to do with who services what. What it does do is basically gives the city at each annexation an option to negotiate with the fire district to provide service or not to provide service. However, with the annexation, if there is no contract, the county fire district will continue to provide service and continue to get its normal tax revenue.
Clarify that for me. Continue to get their normal tax revenue, but isn't that property tax that no longer they can get because it is city property now?
Well, what it would require is that the city would have to then provide to the district the property tax.
What would have been the county property tax on that area.
Okay. But the city has the option.
David Ritchie, your answer to this question.
Well, like I said, I'm not up to speed on it as much as he is, being on the board. But the fire district does, whenever they annex land, they do lose tax dollars. So I think it would be appropriate to repay the fire district in those regards. I've always been a firm believer in whoever the closest fire station should go. But then there's the financial aspect to that. I've always been of the opinion that if a person's having an emergency, they don't care what color the fire truck is, just as long as people are there to help them.
April 3rd has been a date, and that's the election date, but it's also been a date, I think, that's been given by the county fire protection district, saying as of that date, certain calls will not be answered in certain parts of the area that is now being serviced. David Ritchie, I know, I'm sorry I'm putting you under the gun here with unfairness because you haven't been involved in this, but your thoughts about that entity saying on that date, if it's life and death or if it's a major concern, we will continue to respond, but we will not do certain, we will not answer certain calls on that date. Any thoughts about the propriety of that or not?
Well, I'm not sure. I hope that anything major or any medical emergency, important stuff, that it would go ahead and respond whoever the closest one there is.
Bill Watkins, your thought about that date?
For the last 2 years, the city's declined to compensate the district for any of its expenses in serving the city. Last year, there were about 100 more calls that the fire protection district made to the city than the city made to the fire protection district. We asked, and we've had over 20 meetings over the last 4 or 5 years with the city trying to get these things resolved. I honestly believe we've did it in the past. We can do it again if somebody would just sit down and try to work it out, but they haven't. The last meeting we had, and one of the reasons I went on the board was I thought I could bridge some of this and we can get this silliness done. The city manager didn't even show up. Didn't call, say, hey, I'm sick. Didn't apologize. Just didn't show up, period. So we said, well, we've got to do something. So basically what we said, according to our agreement, we gave city notice, effective in April, that we will no longer serve any parts in the city. That's it. The city needs to service the city. And we will service the rural areas in the county. That's all it says.
We'll be out of time shortly, but let me open up a question, and we'll start with Bill Watkins on this, just kind of the final question before closing statements. Other than that issue of negotiation between the city and the county fire protection entities, what else? What do you see as important? What's another issue that might be important for a representative on this board?
I think there were three things that we wanted to talk to the city about, and the first one is to develop some kind of a master plan for stations. Because if you sink a couple $1 million into a station and then all of a sudden you're annexed around it and you don't service, that's a waste of tax money. And what we wanted was an agreement that said, okay, city put a station here, the district will put a station here, and we'll respect those service areas. And we haven't gotten there yet. The city's probably, and I would be glad to say this on the record, and I guess I am now, three stations short. Chief Markgraf and I were looking at building a station east, and that has not occurred. We certainly need one south, and probably up in the northwest someplace. And so we've kind of filled in those areas. If you're in Thornbrook, if you're in Old Hawthorne, the Vineyards, even Battle High School, you're probably going to get service from us up until April. And then as of April, it'll be up to the city to decide what they want to do to service it. And it's their call, not ours.
David Ritchie, is it staffing? Is it funding? Is it equipment? What do you see other than the issue of city-county friction that drives you to want to be on this board?
Well, the equipment overall is just tremendous, second to none. And that's been provided by the taxpayers. They've always supported the Boone County Fire District. Most of my interest, as you might feature, is Northern Boone County. One thing I've talked to him for years about is we have an area north of Sturgeon and Centralia that's actually outside the boundaries of the fire district that is not served by any fire department. There are neighbors in Sturgeon and Centralia. They shop in Boone County, Sturgeon and Centralia. So I'm very interested in see what we can do to provide, maybe we can provide fire protection in that area. And now just recently, the board has started talking about that. So I'm really pleased about that.
Now it's time for 1 minute closing statements, whatever you want to say. Dave Ritchie, you go first here, please.
All righty. Well, just appreciate everybody being here. Like I say, I think what I can bring the board is a voice from the volunteer firefighters. Like I said earlier, it's great to have business people on the board. It is a very large business, but I think it'll be good that they can get some. You know, I can bring the voice of the volunteer firefighter to the board.
And Bill Watkins, your closing statement, please.
Well, I think there are four things that are going to be important for us. First of all, is to continue the progress we've made. The taxpayers, just a few years ago, approved a bond issue which allowed us to build a new station, renovate stations, add new fire equipment. And I would agree that we have great equipment. We have a great department. We have a great chief, and we need to continue the work that he's done. We need to continue the efforts to bridge, coordinate the fire services across the county. And that's just not the city, but it's also Southern Boone and Centralia. And we have good relationships with those departments. And then also, I think we need to increase our efforts at communications with our citizens. We've got a great story to tell. And unfortunately, we don't have the resources that maybe would allow us to tell the story so that people understand it.
Bill Watkins and David Ritchie, they're running for positions on the Boone County Fire Protection District Board. A hand for them.